안녕하세요. It's Ari, your friendly Korean source and your weekend reminder. I'm back from a break. I hope you have been great. Today's podcast is about Korean movie recommendations, a line from BTS's speech at the White House, and a comfort food recipe. Without a further ado, let's start. It's time for What Up Korea. In this segment, I talk about Korean news, trends, culture, and anything you'll find interesting about my country. And today's story is this: Stranger Korean Movie Recommendations. I just finished watching Stranger Things Season 4 Part 1, and I'm obsessed with it. The series has always been my all-time favorite Netflix show, along with Money Heist. But the season 4 was beyond my expectation. I don't want to spoil you, just watch the series if you haven't yet. You won't regret it. Even if you get a little bored with long episode lengths at first, mostly over an hour. I was a little bored actually at first. Please watch at least till episode 4, which is crazy good. The Korean title of Stranger Things is 기묘한 이야기, which literally means a strange story. And I always think it's a really good title because whenever I watch the series, it feels truly strange. The series is about mysterious events happening in Hawkins, a fictional small town in the United States during 1980s. And I'm not really good at watching monster movies, so I felt a little uncomfortable to watch at first. But as I watched the series, I learned that the uncomfortable feeling is part of the fun, part of what this show is about. Because, like the title says, it's about a strange story. And the show reminded me many good Korean movies that are about strange stories. The ones that could make you feel uncomfortable at first, but you will eventually fall in love with, just like I did with Stranger Things. There are a lot of the movies, but I picked the best three. So the first one on the list is Old Boy. This movie was a sensation when it was released back in 2003 in my country. It's based on a Japanese comic book of the same title and is directed by Park Chan-wook, who recently won Best Director Award at 2022 Cannes Film Festival. If you ask any Korean about who is the greatest Korean director, the answer would be either Bong Joon-ho or Park Chan-wook. So he's like the best of the best, and also this movie is the best of the best. So Old Boy is about a man who suddenly got kidnapped and imprisoned in a hotel room for 15 years. Without knowing who kidnapped him or why he got imprisoned. And after 15 years, he got released and he finds out shocking truths. And one of the shocking truths will blow you away. And the second movie on the list is another strange but fantastic movie created by Park Chan-wook, the director of Old Boy. The movie's title is The Handmaiden. It's an erotic psychological film which is inspired by the 2002 novel Fingersmith by Sarah Walters, with the setting changed from Victorian era Britain to Korea under Japanese colonial rule. The movie is consisted of three parts, and in part one, in the beginning of the movie, a con man plans to seduce a Japanese heiress named Lady Hideko, then marry her and commit to her an asylum in order to steal her inheritance. He hires a pickpocket named Suki to become Hideko's maid, and encouraged Hideko to marry him. But then something unexpected happens. So the movie is filled with beautiful scenes and poetic lines. Some of the lines became memes in Korea. And even just the trailer of this movie is a piece of art. So please type the Handmaiden trailer on YouTube and watch the trailer. You will get the feeling of this movie, this strange feeling of this movie. And the last one on my Stranger Korean movie recommendations list is The Witch Part 1, The Subversion. A Korean title is much shorter, you know, Korean title is just 마녀, which means the witch. And the reason why it's called Part 1 is there is Part 2, which is coming soon in my country. It will be released in 2 weeks. I'm really looking forward to this. So if you love a teen girl with superpower, you will love this Korean horror action movie. The Witch is about a poor country girl living on a farm. One day, she auditions for a national TV singing contest to earn money for her financially struggling parents. After she showed off her singing and other special talent, which is to make a microphone levitate, she got visited by a group of gunmen. And then she learns a shocking truth about her origin. The heroine's story and power are a lot like with the ones of Eleven in Stranger Things. The heroine actress's superb acting and a big plot twist at the end will take your breath away. You might think the story is a little bit childish and very familiar, but her acting skill alone is worth watching the movie. The actress is Kim Da-mi, who starred in K-dramas like Our Beloved Summer and Itaewon Class. It's time for Mic Drop, where we practice Korean speaking with a K-pop rap lyric or a K-drama line. After practicing, you can record your voice and send your voice message to me. Thankfully, I got 2 voice messages. Here they are.
결혼은 이런 기분이야? 내가 도대체 이걸 왜 했을까?
안녕하세요. 저는 리사예요. 결혼은 이런 기분이야? 내가 도대체 이걸 왜 했을까? 감사합니다.
Thank you, Michelle and Lisa, for sending me your beautiful voice messages. You guys did a great, phenomenal job, especially with the pronunciation. You know, I felt that each syllable you make is very, very clear. So I was very impressed. I'm so proud of you. So just like Michelle and Lisa, you can send me your Korean voice message to my voicemail. It could be a good practice, you know, it could be a way of showing off your Korean speaking skills, you know, because your Korean is much, much better than you think. So it deserves to be heard by me and others. And also it could give you a kind of responsibility to practice Korean harder. So send me your voice message by June 15th, 4 p.m. Eastern Time. Then your voice will be on the next week's episode. Okay, now it's time to practice. So today's mic drop line is something special. It's not the usual K-pop rap lyric or K-drama line. It's from a speech. So recently, BTS visited the White House to meet the US President Joe Biden and speak up about anti-Asian hate crimes. During the visit, the members talked about the issue in both Korean and English, and I picked a sentence from Jimin's Korean speech. So before listening to the sentence, it could be difficult. It will be, I think. Because there are some difficult words, but also there are some easy words and expressions. So we can totally do this. First, listen and guess what it means.
"최근 아시아계를 대상으로 한 많은 증오 범죄에 굉장히 놀랐고 또 마음이 안 좋았는데요.
One more time.
최근 아시아계를 대상으로 한 많은 증오 범죄에 굉장히 놀랐고 또 마음이 안 좋았는데요.
So the line means, we were devastated by the recent surge of anti-Asian hate crimes. So this is what the White House YouTube channel translated. Though it's a good translation, it's a little bit summarized, I would say. I think what Jimin actually said is, we were shocked by the recent surge of anti-Asian hate crimes, and we felt bad about it. So you can see that he used very easy and daily words like shocked or feel bad kind of thing. So even though the setting was very formal, like, you know, the White House, he used really easy words. So I wanted to point out that. And I want you to remember two expressions in this sentence. And if I read you the sentence again,
최근 아시아계를 대상으로 한 많은 증오 범죄에 굉장히 놀랐고 또 마음이 안 좋았는데요.
So in this sentence, there's a word 증오 범죄. I repeat, 증오 범죄. It means hate crimes. So you will see this word very often when you read Korean news about hate crimes. And the second one is 마음이 안 좋다. I repeat, 마음이 안 좋다. Which means to feel bad or sorry about something bad. It's a very common and daily and casual expression to show one's sympathy about a bad or tragic event. So please remember these two expressions, 증오 범죄 and 마음이 안 좋다. And if you want to learn more words in this sentence, you can check out my newsletter, you know, this week's email newsletter. You can find the link in the description of this episode. Now it's time to speak. Get your tongue and mouth ready. You can totally do this. And today we are gonna do it a little differently. So you will listen and repeat after me 4 times. And it will be slowly and then fast, and then again slowly and then fast. I can't explain why, but I feel like it's a good way to practice, especially this sentence. So pretend that you are Jimin at the White House. You're gonna talk about anti-Asian hate crimes in Korean. You can do this. Let's start. First, slowly.
최근 아시아계를 대상으로 한 많은 증오 범죄에 굉장히 놀랐고 또 마음이 안 좋았는데요.
Now fast.
최근 아시아계를 대상으로 한 많은 증오 범죄에 굉장히 놀랐고 또 마음이 안 좋았는데요.
Again, slowly.
최근 아시아계를 대상으로 한 많은 증오 범죄에 굉장히 놀랐고 또 마음이 안 좋았는데요. For the last time, fast. 최근 아시아계를 대상으로 한 많은 증오범죄에 굉장히 놀랐고 또 마음이 안 좋았는데요. Okay, you did a great job. I'm so proud of you. Now it's time to wrap up the episode with a super easy Korean food recipe. And today's food is 수제비. So 수제비 is one of popular comfort food that Korean moms make for families. It's hand-pulled dough soup with vegetables. It might sound weird, you know. Actually, 수 of 수제비 means hand. So basically, you make dough with flour and pull apart the dough into thin small pieces and then put them in boiling vegetable stock. It can be vegetable stock or it can be seafood stock. And you can make many different kinds of 수제비. So for example, if you add grated potato in dough or add sliced potato in stock, it's 감자 수제비, which means potato 수제비, which is the most common one. And you can add some seafood like clam in stock, then it will be 해물 수제비, which means seafood 수제비. And I found a really easy English narrated 1-minute cooking video on YouTube. So check it out on my email newsletter and comfort yourself. As always, thanks for listening. If you liked my podcast, share, rate, and leave a review. It will make my day. If you want to say hi to me and practice how to order in Korean, you can visit my virtual McDonald's on Twitter Space, which is an audio chat. This week's challenge is to use a discount coupon. You can check out the coupons in this week's email newsletter. Check out the link in the description of this episode. Opening hours is 5 p.m. to 6 p.m. Sunday, Eastern Time. Oh, and I talked about posting on social networks again. I think about 2 or 3 weeks ago. I'm really slow at starting something these days, so it took a lot of time to decide what to post. And now I narrowed it down to 1 or 2. And if I give you a spoiler, it will be about a lot of listening and repeating. And I desperately hope that I stop procrastinating and start posting in 1 or 2 weeks. Okay, then I'll be back next week. Please look forward to my, how can I say, listening and repeating project. Hope you have a great week, great weekend. 안녕!